This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Closing arguments are being given right now in the case of Tony Earls. We are expecting that a sentence will likely be handed down today. He's the man who was convicted of manslaughter on Tuesday for the shooting death of 9-year-old Arlene Alvarez 3 years ago. Prosecutors showed the jury surveillance footage of another incident involving Earls where he pointed a gun at his stepson at a convenience store. They used that as an argument for a larger sentence yesterday. We'll have the sentencing details for you when they come in right here on News 88.7. Meanwhile, as you just heard on NPR, the FBI says it is investigating that shooting at the Dallas ICE field office as an act of targeted violence. Our Priscilla Rice tells us the incident has escalated fear within the migrant community.
A spokesperson for the Mexican consulate in Dallas says the victim's name isn't being released, but a representative has been in touch with the family to provide support and legal advice. Federal authorities say two detainees were injured in the shooting. A third was killed. According to a news release from the Mexican Ministry of Foreign Affairs, local representatives from the consulate are in communication with U.S. authorities conducting the investigation. They're awaiting authorization to visit the Mexican national in the hospital. In the news release, the ministry said it is committed to protecting and defending the rights of Mexican nationals living outside of Mexico. I'm Priscilla Rice in Dallas.
The Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board held a public hearing this week on the end of the Texas Dream Act. The law allowed students without legal status to access in-state tuition at public universities. Barbara Hines helped draft the Texas Dream Act over 2 decades ago. She says the board has not issued guidelines on what constitutes lawful presence. Instead, they recommended universities to reach out to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Forcing a student to sign a consent to reveal his or her records is coercion, making a student decide whether they want to be able to go to school and afford it or to turn their records over to USCIS with an enforcement arm now.
The Trump administration recently gave USCIS the power to enforce immigration laws, including carrying out arrests. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.